And we have the 8 o'clock news now from Brian Jennings.
The European Union is expected to announce its response to tariffs of 20%, which have been imposed on exports to the US later today. A duty of 10% has been imposed on goods from Northern Ireland and Britain. Pharmaceutical goods produced in Ireland will be exempt from the US tariffs. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
Last night's announcement of a 20% tariff on all goods from the EU has huge ramifications for Ireland. Employers group IBEC estimates it will result in a 2 to 3% drop in Irish exports. It means whiskey, butter and other food and drink products will rise significantly in price in the US. Donald Trump excluded pharmaceuticals from the full 20% tariff last night. But his announcement does create a new dynamic on the island of Ireland. Goods from Northern Ireland will benefit from a lower tariff than those from the Republic.
Making his announcement last night, President Trump argued that the sweeping new levies of between 10 and 20% on different countries will boost US manufacturing jobs. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said the world economy would suffer massively as a result of universal tariffs. Speaking at an EU Central Asian summit in Uzbekistan this morning, she said the EU was preparing retaliatory measures in case trade talks with the US failed. Our Washington correspondent, John Whelan.
US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent urged the countries hit by the Trump tariffs to sit back, take a deep breath, and don't retaliate, as that would only lead to escalation and what he called a fully-fledged trade war. Several hours later, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the EU was ready for immediate talks with the Americans to resolve transatlantic trade differences. She said she agreed with President Trump that some countries have taken advantage of global trade rules and said she would support reforms to make them fit for purpose. But she said if these talks failed, the EU was preparing retaliatory measures and warned the Commission would not permit dumping of cheap goods displaced by US tariffs into the EU market. The Commission President said the US tariffs are a major blow to the world economy, will bring dire consequences for millions of people, and said all businesses, big and small, will suffer as a result. She said she deeply regretted the US move. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The former Kerry football manager Mick O'Dwyer has died. He was 88. He died this morning at Kenmare Community Hospital, where he was being cared for several months. No funeral arrangements have been announced. Our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey, looks back on his life.
Mick O'Dwyer was born on the 9th of June 1936 in Waterford, County Kerry. As a Kerry footballer, he won 4 All-Ireland medals, 11 Munster and 7 National Football Leagues. He retired in 1974, but a year later transferred from being a Kerry footballer to the new Kerry boss. Incredibly, he guided Kerry to 8 All-Ireland titles, including 4 in a row between 1978 to 81, 3 in a row, 1984 to 86, 11 Munster titles in 12 seasons, and 3 National Football Leagues. He took on new challenges and amazingly ended a 42-year Leinster title famine in Kildare, winning 2 Leinsters, in fact, and secured a first All-Ireland final appearance in 70 years in 1998. In 2002, Mickle moved to Laois and won a Leinster title a year later, ending a 57-year wait. He went on to manage Wicklow and Clare, but after 38 years as an intercounty manager, he hung up his boots in 2013. Mickle O'Dwyer was one of Gaelic football's greatest managers. He revolutionised the game, while his time in Kerry marked an increase in the intensity of the rivalry between the Kingdom and Dublin. It was a golden era for Gaelic football. His legacy and achievements will last forever. His contribution to the counties he coached will never be forgotten.
A 59-year-old man has been sentenced to 31 years in prison by a court in Australia for the murder of his future son-in-law, Irishman Damien Conlon, more than 2 years ago. Mr. Conlon from Sligo was shot dead by his fiancée's father, Army veteran Luke Simon, in New South Wales in February 2023. Our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Curran.
Damien Conlon, a 38-year-old carpenter from Sligo, had established his own business in Australia. He was engaged to be married, and he was the father of young children when he was killed by his future father-in-law in Oberon on the 9th of February 2023. Luke Simon had transferred a property to his daughter Linda. It was anticipated that Linda, Damien and their family would live in the house and a granny flat would be built for Mr. Simon. A disagreement arose. The Supreme Court in Sydney heard that Luke Simon lured Mr. Conlon to his home before he shot him several times. Linda Simon previously told the court her own father's actions have resulted in loss, grief and a strong sense of betrayal. Judge Sarah McNaughton sentenced Luke Simon to 31 years in prison for the murder of Damien Conlon.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly dry and breezy in the freshening easterly winds. Cloud will build in the south in the afternoon with a few showers possible. Highest temperatures 12 to 19 degrees, warmest in the west.